It's Thursday, the 11th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. It is day 11 of Audio Mo, the month where audio podcasters and audio bloggers challenge themselves to record a piece of audio every day, and that's what I'm doing. I'm talking about my photo a day that I take each day. And today I shared a photo of my back garden because it was full of birds. And my garden tends to be a little bit hit and miss with the birds. I'm not always particularly consistent about filling the bird feeders or making sure there's food out there, and so the birds aren't particularly consistent about coming to visit. But recently I've been kind of on top of things. I've been keeping the feeders topped up, and we've got a huge number of birds that now come to visit. We have a fairly regular robin. We have a number of blackbirds that I've seen. We have a lot of house sparrows. I think we actually have house sparrows nesting in the eaves of our house, because I do see them apparently going in and out through a hole in the eaves. So I think we have nesting house sparrows. I'm pretty sure we've got one of the blackbird pairs have nested possibly in the hedge. I was working from home one day and I saw Mrs. Blackbird obviously picking up twigs and bits from the garden and then sort of diving into the hedge one side of the garden and then coming back out a few minutes later and picking up some more twigs. So pretty sure that we've got nesting blackbirds as well. We get blue tits, and we also get huge quantities of starlings. I have always kind of loved starlings. They're kind of big old bullies, really, so they're not always the best of birds to have around, but they always seem to be loads of them. They seem to come in packs, or rather than just like a pair. And I looked out to the garden this afternoon, and there must have been perhaps 10 of them. Some were very young, you could tell, because they hadn't got the adult plumage yet. They were still just fairly brown and obviously still learning to feed themselves. Some were obviously fully grown. But I liked it. I always remember, as a kid, we had a fabulous big garden and attracted all sorts of birds. And our kitchen table was right next to the kitchen window. And we used to be able to put crumbs from our breakfast out onto the windowsill, and the birds would fly down to the windowsill to eat the crumbs. So I guess my love of, I don't want to say my love of bird watching. I'm not the kind of person who would go and sit in a hide for hours on end to watch birds, but I love birds in the garden. I love having the birds around. I love seeing them. So my love of garden birds, I guess, started when I was a child, watching them from the breakfast table. And I hope my kids will grow up to enjoy that as well. They help me fill the bird feeders, and we haven't quite got to the stage of learning all the different kinds of birds yet, but you know, certainly my daughter Catherine, she's 7, and she, you know, is a little bit interested in the birds now, so who knows, hopefully they will grow up and look after their animals as well. I don't know, but anyway, so today I was delighted with the number of feathered visitors to my garden, and that's the photo that I shared. So thank you very much for listening. I'm going to stop talking now because I'm driving home. It's quite late. It's been another play night tonight, so we're now halfway through the run. We've done two shows, another two shows to do, and yeah, I'm quite tired. I can tell I'm not thinking entirely straight, and my words are not flowing as well as they usually do. So I'm going to head on home and get to bed and rest and relax, ready to do it all again tomorrow. So thank you very much for listening. It's much appreciated. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.